What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey, Chip.
What up?
What? I just sounded like my sister. That's how she says it when I call her.
What up?
What up? What up, Chip? I was about to sing you a song. So I did a podcast on Wednesday that the intuitive told me that she kept picturing me behind a microphone, like emotionally belting out a song. And she's like, I have now done this reading with you. Now I'm doing this podcast with you, and that is not leaving me. And I said, I'm not a singer though. In fact, on my Friday episodes with my co-host, we try to sing sometimes and we're terrible.
You know, want to know something funny is I was in the studio yesterday with the band Lula and ended up in the vocal booth doing gang vocals on the chorus.
What's a gang vocal?
It's just like
similar to a gangbang?
No, but everyone's singing. So it's like we were the choir, basically. So everyone that happened to be at the studio at that time went in the studio and we sang harmonies.
Was she channeling your energy on me?
Maybe.
Do I need to do a gang vocal?
Maybe we need to add you between that soprano harmony.
I was dying laughing every time she says it. I'm like, I mean, I definitely think that I'm in a phase of learning how to express, so I could see that.
Right.
But like actually singing by myself behind a mic, I mean, sorry to the audience in advance.
Maybe karaoke?
Yeah, but you know, I don't even really like to do that anymore.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean you won't.
I guess not. Shoot.
Let's
so anyway.
Do it. I'm always down for karaoke.
I'm just going to be singing for a week. My homework is to sing a song by myself for 5 minutes just to like see what happens and see if it opens anything up. So there you go.
She gave you homework?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
I love intuitives that give homework because it's like actually putting things, making things applicable in your life, like actually putting them into practice.
Next week on The Velvet's Edge, we're going to hear the debut single from Kelly.
Do you know what song I did today? After that podcast, I was prepping for some other stuff, and then I was sitting in front of my computer and I did Lisa Loeb's Stay.
Oh, I just added that to my karaoke list.
For some reason, that has always been the one song. When I was younger, I was like, maybe I kind of sound like Lisa Loeb. Like I thought maybe I could, I think it's because I can stay on pitch with her the whole entire time. Like I can hit all the notes.
Yeah.
So in my head, I sound just like her.
It gets to be a bit tongue twistery at the end.
I know every word.
Yeah.
I know the part you're talking about though.
Yeah.
Call me because you want me and one day you let me go.
Yeah.
You try to give away, keeper. Anyway,
that's a fun, I got a fun little fact about that song. It's the only independent, this might not be a fact anymore because, it's an older song, but when it hit number one on the pop chart, it was the first time an independent song was number one on the pop chart because she wasn't signed to a record label.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That song was on the Reality Bite soundtrack.
Yes.
And
so that was how
that was put out through a major label, but she wasn't signed yet. She was Ethan Hawke's neighbor.
No
and,
way.
Yeah, she was his neighbor, and he put her on the soundtrack.
My God, I used to love her.
Mm-hmm. I have her first album on cassette. It's called The Purple Tape.
That's what her cassette is called?
Yeah, because it was purple.
Oh my tape. God, look at all these fun facts. I didn't even know what I was opening. Pandora's box when I said Lisa Loeb. Anyway, maybe I'll sing it again later and I'll voice note it to you. That'll be my practice. That's not what we're actually here to talk about. We actually both just did a really interesting experiment. So if you are not driving, I would, is it employ you? Is that how you say this?
Implore.
Wow. I knew that wasn't right, but my brain's a little dead today. I would implore you to take out your phone, open up. If you have an iPhone, go to your settings. Then what do I do, Chip? No, I already forgot.
You go to settings and look at screen time.
Screen time.
Let me see if I can find out for those Android users. Android.
Yes, if you're an Android user. So Chip texted me and says, have you ever looked at your screen time? Which of course I have, but now I choose to live in denial and not. But I'm kind of glad you brought this back up to me because I do feel like when I just let it free flow and I'm not at all paying attention, it gets a little out of hand. Did you want to like tell us some of your numbers, Chip?
Yeah. So I was shocked.
Shocking.
So my daily average is down this week, to down 21% from last week to almost 8 hours of use on my phone, 7 hours and 51 minutes.
That's your daily average.
That's the average daily. Yes. For yesterday, I was on my phone 10 hours and 53 minutes. That's appalling to me.
Does that include phone calls?
Probably, but it's not, I don't talk on the phone that much. I don't even see where phone is on the list.
I don't actually know that it does. That's what's making it worse. Because it says see all app and website activity. My daily average is 7 hours and 32 minutes. That's on apps and websites.
Yeah.
What's your highest category?
My most used category is iMessage. So texting.
Are you sure? Did you press...
It's social.
Mine's social as well. Does that include messages?
Messages fall into that. So, I spent a whopping 11 seconds today on LinkedIn.
Oh, I don't even have LinkedIn. What is your, screen time for social? What is yours? Last week?
Last week?
Mine is shocking. I don't even know if I want to say it.
Oh my God. Mine is... I don't know if this is collective. I don't know how to read it properly. I'm looking at last week and it says 18 hours and 16 minutes. But
yeah, mine says 17 hours and 16 minutes. Crazy.
That must be total though, right?
Of the week? Yeah, my daily average is 4 hours and 19 minutes.
Oh yeah, my daily average is 4 hours and 34 seconds.
Oh my God. So Chip and I got to talking about this because we comment about this all the time on this podcast of just how we kind of feel like we float through this world or we're not fully paying attention to things. We're just like driving the bus of going to work, the hustle, all the things. And you actually sent me a really interesting article. There was a couple, but this one post from Mel Robbins, if you guys ever follow her, but she's on Instagram. She said, on average, you will spend 20 years of your life just scrolling through your phone. Imagine it's the end of your life and someone says, would you like an extra 20 years? And your answer is, nah, I'd rather have spent 20 years scrolling mindlessly on my phone.
I mean, it really puts it in perspective. Like,
big time.
I know I use my phone a lot for work. And I think, so the text messaging has a lot to do with work. But it's shocking to me the differentiation between how much time I spend on email on my phone versus text messaging. And, you know, a lot of work stuff now does.
We talked about that a couple weeks ago.
I hate it. I hate texting for work, but you just have to.
It just is what it is.
It's just the world that we live in now. But it's a huge difference between mail and texting. I would imagine that I just do more of the emailing on my computer, but I also am running around a lot. I'm not often just sitting at my desk in front of my computer.
That's why I think I was shocked by your numbers because I feel like you're either driving or running around pretty consistently.
Yeah, but I'm one of those bad people that is on my phone a lot when I'm driving.
I'm not a bad person. Don't talk about my friend in the way.
Well, I'm just like, it's not a smart thing to do. And I recognize that, but I also do it. you know? So I need to be better about
Did you just say when you're driving?
When I'm driving, yeah.
You got to be better about that.
Yeah,
for sure.
I have to be better about it.
I just think that it's so fascinating because it's such a, I had a somatic therapist once tell me that motion that I'm doing the motion right now, you guys, of like the scroll, like the way we move our finger up and down on the phone when we're scrolling is a way that we calm our nervous system, which I found fascinating because it's a way we disassociate. And so the social media people specifically are so brilliant because they have learned how to tap into our addictive brain and our nervous systems. And so we're sitting there doing that scrolling motion after the, like at the end of a long day, or if you find yourself doing it in between tasks or when you're on the phone with someone and you like need to go do that, really your nervous system is like, I'm overloaded is what that's saying.
Is that something
to
that
you.
We would do before?
No, we've
media,
never
or
done.
Or is it something that we've adapted to?
Well, it's what you do on your phone. So before, right. Like when you only had MySpace on your computer, it was different.
Right, right.
But okay. Somehow like that's how it's progressed in our society now that we have such access to apps on our phone. And that could be for dating apps. That could be anything. It's like, we always wonder why these things are so addictive. There's obviously like the validation piece, you know, the reward process that speaks to our brains and our nervous systems. But I just thought that was so interesting about that motion. And so I have started to try, like if I find myself having those days where I'm just not able to not pick up my phone, I'm like, what is going on? Like trying to ask yourself the deeper questions, but it's crazy how unconscious it is. You know, like it's literally like that phantom even vibrate thing that happens in the back pocket. Or if you see someone else pick up their phone and they're checking it, like you have to check yours all of a sudden. Do you notice
that? It's almost like an adult pacifier if you think about it.
100%.
Because, you know, when I walk in, if I'm like early to a bar or a restaurant or something, it's like my shield.
Yeah.
I can like look like I'm not alone. I can disappear into something. And yeah, I tell myself, oh, I can use this time to get some stuff done. But if I look at the stats on my phone, for the most part, I'm probably not doing shit that's worth doing, you know?
Yeah.
So, you know, I have to change something. Like, this is shocking to me. This is the first time I've ever looked at. Like, I had to Google how to figure it out. And by the way, if you're an Android user, what you would do is you open your device's settings app and then tap digital well-being and parental controls, and there's charts that show your device use. And then you should throw away your phone and get an iPhone.
Don't start him on those green texts. I can't hear that rant again. If you know anything about me, you know I am a massive creature of comfort. It is one of my top priorities in life to make my surroundings comfortable at all times. So when I found Cozy Earth, I quickly scooped up all of the luxurious bedding and loungewear that I could. It felt very on brand for me, but then I went on a trip with a girlfriend not too long ago where she could not stop commenting on how cute and comfy my pajamas were, which then made me realize they may also be my new favorite travel companion as well. Guys, I am not kidding when I say you will experience unmatched softness and smoothness with all of Cozy Earth's products. The temperature-regulating bamboo joggers and pullover crew add comfort and a touch of style to any travel ensemble, and their bedding comes in the most adorable totes, making it a super easy gift to give anyone. Discover your next destination for ultimate comfort at Cozy Earth. Visit CozyEarth.com and use our code VELVETSEDGE at the checkout for an exclusive 35% off, and let them know we sent you when you're at the checkout.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code, a lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM, let's create.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
I will say there is something you can do on iPhones, and I did have this set up for me for a while where it was like after an hour on your social media, you would get it stops you. It like takes you out of it and it goes, alert, you've been on here for an hour. Let me tell you how fast that comes in your day. There would be times where I'm like, it's 8 a.m. How am I already getting that? Like,
right.
Anyway, I wouldn't necessarily follow the rules, but it was something that I had in place that did help me actually be conscious of it more. I mean,
does it not lock you out of the app until the next day?
No, you can just close it out.
There must be some way to like, because if with the parental control, you might have to go a little deeper because there are parental controls that you can literally lock them out.
I mean, you sound like such an addict right now, though. Well, do you hear yourself?
Truthfully, I would need something that extreme because I would do exactly what you did. Ah, fuck it. Like in the same way that like when my alarm goes off at 6 a.m., I hit snooze for an hour.
Well, tell about that stat.
So I was like, wait a minute. Why have I used my clock more than I used email that day? Well, I hit snooze for an hour. And so your clock is open the whole time that you're doing that. So it's from like 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. the other day.
I just can't. The snooze thing is so bizarre to me. I don't understand it. Because I'm like, just set your alarm for 7 then.
Then I would hit snooze till 8.
But that's just such disrupted sleep, I guess. So I don't feel rested after. It makes me feel worse if I snooze.
I'm trying to shift my daily habits so that I wake up earlier so that I can get like a dog walk in, some meditation, some journaling, and the gym all before work.
But
it's really hard to shift that because I'm used to staying up really late and waking up at 6 is really hard. So I have started now, I put my phone in the kitchen and an alarm clock in the kitchen. So I have to get out of bed to turn them off.
Yeah. And then once you're out, it's like you're up.
It's
so you might as well make
easier.
A coffee while you're,
Right. After a few days of this, it will start to form a habit where it's a lot easier just to get up at that time. Because I actually really love being up in the morning.
Me too.
I also happen to love sleeping. So if I can sleep later, I do. But this was a sure tell sign. Like, that's really embarrassing.
It's shocking.
Like, you were on your clock for an hour.
Yeah.
So like, what a lame app to be on.
The clock, right?
I was like, what?
You did send me another post that I thought was really interesting because it really breaks down. Because when we were talking about, let me backtrack for a second. When we were talking about the phone thing, you were like, oh my God, this is crazy. Think about all the time we're missing with the people in our lives, like actually interacting with real human beings, really, truly connecting, not just disassociating or thinking that being on social media is true connection. Like, we're missing relationships with the people in our lives. And then you found this post. Do you want to read it or do you want me to?
You can start because there's several slides.
So this is on Tank's Good News. But so basically they're talking about how from the time we're born until our death, there's different seasons that different relationships are like priorities. So when you first start, obviously, like your relationship with your parents and your siblings, like your immediate family, is high. But it peaks in childhood and then it declines after the age of 20. So the key takeaways they say with this slide is time with family is limited. Time with your parents declines sharply after age 20. You may only see your loved ones a few more times. Prioritize and cherish every moment.
I mean, it's wild.
You talk about that one a lot because you don't, I was talking about recently, like my parents are actually moving to Nashville and I'm so grateful because even if I see them once a week, it's more than I'm like, we're seeing them now twice a year, three times a year, you know, like not very often on holidays. And then it's like, as everyone gets older, you start to really take that into consideration of like, oh my gosh, there's not that much times. If I keep on this routine of how often I'm seeing them, there's not many times that I'm going to see them.
Yeah. The older we all get, the worse it gets. And you know, you and I, it's a little different because we're both single without children.
Right.
But, like, I think about with my sister who actually lives a lot closer to my parents and because of that gets to see them more often. But the older her kids are getting, the more complicated it is for her to carve time out to go see my parents.
Of course.
Because she's got softball games and
running
swim
them
meets
around.
And all, and running them around, doctor's appointments, someone's sick and she doesn't want to get my parents sick and all of the things. And there's, you know, there's a million reasons.
Right.
But seeing this post and seeing the graph is actually like, it's kind of heartbreaking when you think about it, like, especially for people that move away. Like, I haven't lived where I grew up since I was 18 years old.
Right.
So the amount of time that I've gotten to spend with my parents is diminished because of that. So I, you know, I do make a very concerted effort to try and get home several times a year. And if there's a work excuse for me to be close to the, like closer to home, I'll try and build in a trip home, even if it's for one night, because I know how much it means to them. And when they're gone, it'll mean even more to me, you know, that I put in that effort.
For sure. And you embrace the time you have with them.
Yeah. Yeah.
This one says time spent with friends peaks at 18 and declines sharply to a low baseline. Key takeaways: embrace friendship breadth, but focus on depth. Cherish those who are with you through good and bad times. Invest your energy in healthy, meaningful friendships that last.
I mean, it's crazy because, you know, that one makes a lot of sense when I look at it. But as someone who's single, you know, and doesn't live in the same town as my parents, my family are my friends.
Well, so I think our friend group is really good at seeing each other.
Right. And so I don't know that that graph necessarily applies to me, but I can see how in general it applies to most people because, you know, your life is pretty carefree until you're 18 and then you go off to college and responsibilities set in and you're starting families of your own and all those things. So time with friends becomes less of a priority. But for me, you know, if I'm not with friends, I'm alone.
Well, right. Me too.
So my graph is a little different. Like, granted, like, I'd have to quantify which friends because it would have to be very different graphs. Like, obviously, my high school friends, that graph really does apply to me.
Yeah.
Because I very rarely see them or get to speak to them. And then I have New York friends and LA friends and Nashville friends. And so I guess I have different graphs, but I think that the key takeaway for me there is like to identify those that you just can't live without and make sure to spend as much time with or communicate with them as much as possible.
Well, I like the depth, not breadth. Like it does.
Right.
I do think as you get older, or for me, this is how it's worked. I've started to not have as many acquaintances per se, like in your 20s and stuff. Remember, I'd be like, oh, I just want to go out. So who can I do that with? And it's like, you would go out with the person you didn't barely even knew. Like it was just, I don't know. We would just hang out with different kinds of people. Now I'm like, if I'm giving effort into a relationship or time, because none of us have that much of that because of work and responsibilities and all the things you mentioned. I do think I need it to be someone who I genuinely have a connection with, who is pouring into me as much as I'm pouring into them, that we can actually talk about real shit. We're not just like going and getting drunk together like you would in your 20s, you know, like your relationships do change. But I do think the depth piece is something to really consider as you get older.
Yeah. Yeah.
Time spent with partner is the opposite. But that actually goes to show if you're not happy in your marriage or your relationship, like you're wasting a lot of time because that trends upwards until death. So the key takeaways there, he says, are who you choose as your partner is actually the most important decision you'll ever make. Find someone you genuinely enjoy spending time with. Never settle for less than love.
Yeah, the end of that graph is really sad too, because it's a steep drop off, which means at a certain point there's death.
Yeah. Well, that's the inevitable that we try to pretend is not happening, but we all will die.
It's also interesting too, sort of, I mean, I don't know where they got the graphs from, but the really sharp inclines is between like 24 and 30. I wonder if that's like that's the window when most people get married.
Probably. Yeah. You're right, because it rises a lot.
Well, my graph it's probably would not like, look like that.
That's okay, though. Everyone's on their own journey. Okay? Time spent with children peaks in your 30s. So that's, I guess, when people are having kids more. Declines sharply thereafter. Time with your children is short. Same with the opposite of the parents, obviously. Slow down and embrace the sweetness that children bring to your life. Coworkers, this is an interesting one. Steady during the prime working years from 20 to 60. But you spent a lot of time with your coworkers.
Yeah, it's the longest relationships that you have,
That's
really.
That's crazy.
Steady, I guess.
Yeah, who you choose to work with is one of the most important decisions you'll make as well. Find work and coworkers that create energy in your life. We have an interesting thing there too, though, because literally we work with our best friends.
True, yeah. And
that's
also
how my
like,
friends have become my friends, is from work.
Yeah, and depending on where you live, you might not have as many options of, you know, what you get to do or who you get to work with.
True.
So we're a bit of an anomaly there. But that said, I think if you are able to choose to do something that you love, you're probably going to end up finding like-minded people that you're going to get along with really well.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy. And we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Time spent alone was a little weird too. It says it steadily increases throughout your life, mm-hmm. which if you really think about is true. And my mom has always said this, like the older you get, the more clear it becomes. You remember you came into this world alone and you're going to actually leave alone too. Even if you're surrounded by loved ones, like it's an experience that we all go through by ourselves.
Right.
So he says, learn to embrace solitude, flex your boredom muscle regularly. Find happiness and joy in the time you have to yourself. There will be a whole lot of it as you get older. So in summary, one, family time is limited. Cherish it. Two, friend time is limited. Prioritize real ones. Three, partner time is significant. Never settle. Four, children time is precious. Be present. Five, coworker time is significant. Find energy. Six, alone time is highest. Love yourself. Damn, and don't get off your phone.
Get off your phones.
I mean, those are two a little bit separate topics, but the point we're trying to make here is like, it really is starting to dawn on us how unconscious we're moving through our lives sometimes and how much time we're wasting on things that actually don't matter to us.
Well, you know, when you think about like the lifetime of humanity and how new these like phones being in our hands and having everything 100%. At the touch of a button is, you know, on that graph, it's such a small amount of time. So we really don't know the shift that this is going to have in humanity. And I, you know, it feels like we're really connected because we're on Instagram and Facebook and all mm-hmm. the things that, you know, are designed to connect us, but we're really isolating ourselves. You know, I do think there are lots of benefits to it too. Like I can stay in touch with friends that live in Europe.
Of course.
Because of this device, and it makes it a lot easier than mailing a letter and hoping it gets there one day. But I think that the major takeaway is that it's a net loss, these things. You know, they might make us a little bit more productive, but I think they make us more isolated than connected.
Well, because I was thinking, you said so much of your time is spent texting and like even with work stuff. How often are you actually in a bad mood, but you're texting like you're not? You know, right. Like, so you're not actually being true. It's like when you're experiencing a person in real life or even on the phone, you can hear tone of voice. You can hear, like, you just read energy better than you can due to like just a text.
Right.
Totally.
So none of us are being like truly authentic.
And you can push down your emotions too when you actually probably need to sit in them for a minute and feel them and work through them and work through whatever it is that's putting you in that mood. But you have to like be on and getting your job done and all the things, or planning your night out or whatever it is that you're doing.
Right.
But you know, to lean into my word of the year, which was explore, like I need to sit down and do some deep digging and figure out what I'm going to do to buy myself some more time for me, because these dating apps, I like every time I'm on them, like it's there. I don't find them beneficial, like, but I feel like I'm doing something. I feel like I'm searching for my somebody, but I would probably be better off like volunteering somewhere or even out at a bar, like forcing myself through the
discomfort.
Yeah, or doing an activity, joining a sports team with some gays, you know, like
sports ball.
just doing something where I'm interacting with people in a real way versus just putting myself in like a window to be shopped. You know, that's all that is.
Yeah. I used to, when I was on apps, I would set a limit. Like I would set the timer for 10 minutes in the morning and then I would do 10 minutes at night. That's all I would do. Because to me, it is the same thing as social media. And I was like, I do not need another thing where I'm just scrolling and scrolling and scrolling. I also found that the days where I wouldn't do that and I would let myself scroll, I would get so depressed because it was like, if you're continuing to scroll, you're obviously not seeing anything you want and you're looking for some sort of proof that someone could be out there. So it's like depressing if you're not finding it, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And it's, I think it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. It's
probably
most of the time you're not finding someone.
Right.
You know, like literally 99% of the time, it's not really working for you. And then you're like, well, fuck, I just wasted 2 hours and you know, at least like if you're at a bar and you don't meet somebody, you probably had fun. You might have had some good conversations and had a couple drinks or whatever. I don't know. I need to change some shit up in my life is all I know based on these statistics of my phone.
So basically we are just inviting you guys to go check your screen time like we did because it was a fascinating experience. And let us know what you come across too. Like I just want to, I think I am going to set the timer again for my social media just so it goes off. Because I am trying to be more active on there for work purposes, but I also don't need to fully scroll all the time. Like I'm just finding myself doing it and it's basically a waste of time. So
yeah,
that's my new thing. Mm-hmm. If you guys do try it and you want to let us know, you can always email us at theedge@velvetsedge.com or you can hit us up on the voicemail. Send us some voicemails. We're ready. You can find that on my Instagram in the link at the bio. It is at Velvet's Edge. Chip.
I'm at Chip Dorsch. It's ChipDorsch.
And as you guys are going into the weekend and you're living on the edge, I was going to try to be cute, but I stopped myself.
You're living on your phone.
You're living, hopefully not living on your phone. I hope you always remember to
act casual.
Bye.
Bye.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy. And we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
You wouldn't expect to hear that we're America's third best city for beer like this one. Or home to vibes like this. And this. It might surprise you that we're top 10 for immersive art that's like,
whoa.
And,
Not
to mention, we have one of the top zoos in the country. So can a city with the country's best pro soccer team, ranking as a top culinary destination in the world, be in your own backyard? Yes, Columbus. Plan your summer at experiencecolumbus.com/summer.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.